to change your thinking, which in turn changes your world. But prayer goes further. There is another reason for all the shouting about the power of prayer. Prayer releases the highest form of energy in the universe, as it links you with the God energy, which is your source. When this happens, prayer turns you on. How? When you pray, you stir into action an atomic force. You release a potent spiritual vibration that can be released in no other way. Through prayer, you unleash and loose a God energy within around you that gets busy working for you and through you, producing right attitudes, reactions, and results. It is your prayers that recognize and release that God power. You may not feel the force of prayer because it operates at a higher vibration than that ordinarily felt by man. In fact, prayer releases an energy that is usually too fine to be recorded physically. Nevertheless, as you pray, you expand mentally and spiritually so as to become big enough in consciousness to receive a larger flow of the divine energy generated through prayer. Prayer is not only asking and communing, prayer is also receiving. A skeptic once insisted that he did not believe in the power of prayer. When asked if he had ever prayed, he replied that he had once. His explanation was that on that occasion he was lost in a deep forest and could not find his way out. He had been there several days and was beginning to feel the pangs of starvation. He said that in his weakness he prayed. "Then God did answer your prayer, or you would not be here," exclaimed his acquaintance. "No," replied the skeptic, "God did not answer my prayer. A couple of hunters came along soon afterward and showed me the way out." This man did not understand that his prayer had been answered, that the hunters were the human agency through which God's work had been done. Nevertheless, through the act of prayer, he had for a moment recognized the God power within and around him and had thereby contacted and released it to produce results for him. He had not only asked, he had also received. One prays with the mind. In recent times, we have heard much about the power of thought as well as the power of prayer. These two terms are linked. They are twin powers. The mind is the connecting link between God and man. Prayer is a method of thought that links God and man. One prays with the mind. Some authorities claim that what it usually takes a person 6 hours to do could easily be accomplished in only 1 hour by a person who knew how to pray and meditate first. A man who practices daily meditation recently proved it, as he often has. He had been given 3 writing assignments, which he was expected to complete in a single day. At first, he was tempted to panic just thinking about the task before him, one that would take the average journalist several days at best to complete. Then he quieted his mind, prayed, and meditated for an entire hour. During this meditation time, ideas for all 3 writing assignments quietly flowed into his conscious mind. He then proceeded with the tasks and completed them in a few hours without the usual blood, sweat, and tears. An engineer with grave responsibilities on a large project had only one method for solving his engineering problems. When they arose, he always retired to his private office and sat quietly behind his desk, meditating and praying for guidance. Always the answer came as the right ideas or the perfect solution cropped up. One day, one of his employees, a young jet-set engineer right out of college, asked the secret of his engineer's phenomenal success. When informed, this young man replied incredulously, "You mean you just pray and meditate and the answer comes?" The root meaning of the word man is one who looks up. Some psychologists claim that man uses only about 0.1% of his energies and powers because he does not live up to the root meaning of his name. He does not look up, nor does he look within, often enough. It is sad to realize that perhaps all but 0.1% of man's forces are wasted because they are expressed outwardly instead of inwardly. But something can be done about it.